We're going to continue the hour by talking about an event that's coming up at the Ackland Art Museum on Friday at 3:30. The Ackland's going to be hosting a public conversation about the intersection of art, science, music, and math. This is all part of the North Carolina Science Festival, month-long festival that's going on across the state. Big NC Science Expo on Saturday is part of this as well. But this talk at the Ackland is going to be on Friday at 3:30, featuring Alan Anderson, who's a composer who taught at UNC until he retired back in December. His compositions based on visual art or nature. And the other person who's going to be speaking at this event is Kelsey Brooks, former scientist. He was a biochemist at the CDC. He now is a full-time artist, a painter who incorporates mathematical concepts into his art. He's got a large-scale painting called One Pointed Attention 2, which is based on the Fibonacci sequence, which you can see at the Ackland now through May 28th. I'll be talking about that painting and the whole process. And Kelsey Brooks joins us now on the phone to talk about it. Kelsey, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So all of that was the basic summary. We'll talk about the painting and the talk in a little bit, but I want to know more about your journey. You were a biochemist, you were at the CDC, now you're a full-time artist. How did that transition happen?
Very slowly and all quickly at the same time. I was doing science, you know, that was what I studied in school. That's what I was interested in. And I was painting on the side, and the side project just kind of took over the main project. So that's how it happened.
That's how it sometimes does. How'd you get into art in the first place?
I just loved it. I was just interested in it. You know, when I was a kid, you know, I think as everybody has an aptitude, to art, to making things when they're little. I just continued on doing it. But mostly it was just on the side because I had other interests, but I always just loved it. I love the idea that you could take something flat and make it look like it had dimension and form. It just seemed like a little bit of magic.
You incorporate math and science into your art. And I know that there's a whole analysis of interpretation of art that says this is in every artwork all the time. But like, is that something that you always consciously did, or something that you kind of built in over time?
It was more the latter. It was something I built in over time. That was kind of how my mind thought, you know, like as a scientist, I kind of like to reduce things to the individual components and then build from there. And that's what I started doing with my paintings. I started painting molecules. And after I've started painting the molecules, some of the molecules I was working with, I started messing around with numbers. They're just an interesting way to organize structure. And so, yeah, that was why I started doing it.
Do you remember the first piece that you ever did where you were like consciously, okay, this is what I'm doing here?
Yeah. I painted a serotonin molecule in 2011. And I was like, well, this is interesting. Like prior to that, I was just making figurative work, you know, more like traditional artwork. And this is the first time I was like using my science background to produce an artistic object. And I was like, this is pretty fun. Like, this is pretty interesting. Let's go further into it.
So we're speaking with Kelsey Brooks again, a painter who's going to be speaking at the Ackland Art Museum on Friday of this week, 3:30, March 31st, a public conversation with Alan Anderson about how art and science and music and math all intersect with each other, part of the North Carolina Science Festival, which is a month-long festival going on across the state. Ackland.org for more information. You can click on the events calendar and get information about how you can attend. You've also got the painting that's up on display at the Ackland right now, One Pointed Attention, too. Tell us about your connection with the Ackland and how that piece in particular.
So that painting was a painting that I made almost 10 years ago now, and it was the beginning of using number sequences. I had been using prime numbers and these numbers called Fibonacci numbers to lay out paintings, and this was one of the first ones that I'd made of that. So that was how that painting came about.
What's artistic about the Fibonacci sequence for you?
Maybe it is artistic all by itself. I don't know. I really don't have the ability to like understand that. I'm not a mathematician. But to me, it's just this amazing thing that happens to be in nature. It just shows up where you look for it. And that to me is pretty amazing that there are these hidden patterns in nature. And I felt like if Mother Nature uses it to create, you know, the natural world, can I use it to make a picture? And so that was sort of the experiment there. That was the interest there.
The painting's already on display, and folks listening to this, y'all can go to the Ackland Museum and see it right now. It's going to be up until May 28th, but the talk with Alan Anderson is going to be on Friday at 3:30. What is that going to entail?
So I think Alan and I are just going to go back and forth a little bit about why it is that it's interesting, or why it is possible to mine science and mine mathematics to create artwork. You know, that to me, that's like the center of the bullseye. For me and Alan, it seems like a little bit as well. So we're just going to talk about why it is that we like to do that.
Do you know Alan already?
No, we've interacted a little bit just in the last month or so, just over Zoom and stuff. But no, we have no prior relationship.
It's going to be a good talk Friday, March 31st, 3:30 at the Ackland Art Museum, again, part of the NC Science Festival, which is statewide. Speaking with Kelsey Brooks, and as we start to wrap up this conversation, what else should folks know about you or about your artwork or about this talk? And if people want to find you online or learn more about you, where can they go?
So online, you know, of course, I have Instagram, which is just at Kelsey Brooks, and my website is kelseybrooks.com. And yeah, I have an art show that is up right now here in La Jolla, California. I live in San Diego, and La Jolla is a part of San Diego. And so I have a show up right now. It's all about symmetry. And so that's happening currently with this other event that we're doing, the talk that we're doing.
Again, it's a free event on Friday at 3:30 at the Ackland Art Museum. Kelsey Brooks in conversation with Alan Anderson about art, music, science, and math, and how they all work together. One pointed attention to is the painting. It's on display now at the Ackland Art Museum. It's going to be up through May 28th, ackland.org, for more information on all of that. Kelsey Brooks, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great day.